Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of If Blood Should Stain the Wattle, The Matilda Saga, Book 6. Written by Jackie French and read by Edwina Wren. Local MP praises knitting triumph. The Honourable Kevin Briggs, Country Party, presented the prize for the Gibbers Creek CWA Annual Junior Knitting Competition yesterday. This year's winner, Bronwyn Sampson, 12, created a beautiful baby's jumper in swirls of tangy orange and royal purple. Mr. Briggs was most impressed with Bronwyn's mod colours and womanly skills. A splendid afternoon tea was served by all the ladies. Halfway to Eternity Commune, via Gibbers Creek, Australia. Leaf Song. Leaf Song sat by the fireplace outside the faded circus tent, on one of the stumps of wood that served as the commune's chairs, tables and occasional execution blocks for chooks, and assessed her empire. The world was going to end the next day, at 11:30 p.m. exactly. You didn't often get to celebrate the end of the world. The end of the world deserved a feast, the best she could create for the commune and its friends, for people who didn't slide their eyes away from her lumpy body, her uneven ears and mismatched eyes. When her body was made, she thought, the halves of two different people had been glued together. Sometimes Leaf Song wondered if another girl crept the earth, the mirror image of her. She hoped her mirror twin had been as lucky as she had been, with her sister and her friends. Leaf Song gazed at the gum trees reaching dappled arms towards the sky, and at the silken river, quiet between its banks of sand. Yes, halfway to eternity would be the best place to be when the world ended. Above her stretched a blue-painted sky and hills that sang of leaves and cicadas and of silence. Silence had a melody too. It was sad, thought Leaf Song, that few could hear it, especially if tomorrow night the Northern Hemisphere was going to explode like the newspapers said Nostradamus had predicted. Carol said newspapers were part of the bourgeois capitalist conspiracy. Leaf Song wasn't sure what bourgeois capitalism was exactly. It was hard to ask questions when you couldn't speak and didn't know how to spell bourgeois or capitalism. She suspected bourgeois capitalism had something to do with buying new lounge suites by having boring but well-paid jobs, like the one Carol had given up in Sydney when Mum and Dad moved to the USA, and Carol brought her down to Gibbers Creek. It was just possible, of course, that Gibbers Creek, the commune and the Southern Hemisphere might survive when the north half of the planet vanished. Leaf Song knew very little about physics. She'd stopped going to school 4 years earlier, when she was 12, and no one, least of all her parents or her school teachers, had been particularly interested in sending her back again. But even she suspected that an exploding northern hemisphere would rip away the oceans, the atmosphere, and possibly everyone on the planet too.